Welcome to Beyond Rent, the property management podcast brought to you by Rent Manager. Each episode, we sit down with an expert to talk industry updates, tech solutions, and top tips for those in the property management space. And now, let's get to the conversation and go Beyond Rent.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Beyond Rent. Have you ever met someone and thought to yourself, this person is going somewhere? Well, of course you have, because we've all met those dynamic people that have a spark and a level of ambition that really is contagious. So today we are talking about NEA's 20 on the Rise program with Stephanie and Dwee. We're going to learn more about how our industry really recognizes top talent and make sure that they're getting the attention that they deserve to continue to move them along in their careers. So I want to welcome both Stephanie and Dwee to Beyond Rent.
Thanks for having us today. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm excited about this topic. I do a lot with NEA, with committees, and our company's really involved in it. It's a great association. You're doing a lot for our industry in many different ways. And so the one we're going to talk about today is really how we recognize those that are doing things in our industry, doing great things in our industry. So I'm excited to learn more. So as we jump in, I want to make sure that our audience knows more about both of you. So maybe, Dwee, let's start with you. Tell us more about yourself and how you got started in our industry.
Absolutely. So I think I started the way a lot of people do in our industry, which is I kind of fell into it. I had just graduated from college back in 2011. I was looking for a job, poking around. Eventually, a temp agency set me up with a job with Landon Company, a property management company out of West Michigan. I became a leasing consultant. And then over the course of numerous years, I worked my way through, moved up, assistant manager, manager, eventually became the marketing manager. Around the time I became a marketing manager and property manager, I got more involved with our local association. Then I got involved with the state and the national. And then eventually I moved over to my current company, the Associated Management Company, very involved. I'm their director of marketing. And, you know, my bosses, Clio and Kathleen, they support the apartment association quite a bit. We are active local, state, and national. And I'm very blessed to be able to get to go to all of the conferences and attend and represent my company and then work with others.
Yeah, that's great. And like I said, a lot of people do enter this industry by chance, I would say, right? Not necessarily aiming for it, but once you're in, you tend to be in for life is what I found.
Yeah. And if you leave, you almost always come back, I feel like.
Absolutely. And we love it when those people come back, for sure. So Stephanie, same to you. Let's hear a little bit more about yourself and how you got involved.
Sure. So I have actually been with the National Apartment Association for over 10 years. I came from Community Associations Institute, where I worked previously. And since I've been with NAA, I've really had an opportunity to work in multiple departments. I've worked for our Education Institute with our credentialing programs. I worked in client solutions. And now I'm on the member program side, where I'm managing mainly our recognition-based programs, so Maintenance Legends, Top Employers, the Excellence Awards, and of course, 20 on the Rise. And I also serve as the NextGen Committee staff liaison, which oversees the 20 on the Rise program. And I really enjoy being a part of these programs. It's so amazing to see these individuals apply and get recognized, and then you just continue to see them. They're showing up for committee meetings. They're showing up at these in-person events. And you really get to watch them grow. And it's my most favorite part of the job.
Yeah, it is great to help people along their career, right? And make sure they're getting the recognition that they deserve. And really a lot of that recognition to help encourage them along that path, right? Making sure that they understand that while you may fall into this industry, there is a strong career path within the multifamily apartment world. So it's always exciting to hear that part. So Stephanie, let's learn more about where the history of this program comes from, because 20 on the Rise is new. So let's maybe rewind the clock and talk about where this really started.
Sure. So in 2019, we launched the 20 in Their 20s program. And this program was founded as a way for NAA to engage with those emerging leaders in the industry. And it's kind of our kickoff to the leadership programs that started with NAA with 20 in Their 20s. And as you know, we'll talk to Dwee, but he was a part of that inaugural class. And he was already doing great things with his local association at the time. And again, it's just continued to grow and thrive. But the program is ever changing. Like, we're always trying to find ways to enhance it. And that's kind of where this 20 on the Rise came from, because we understand that not everyone comes into this industry in their 20s. You know, they're in their 30s, they're going through different things in their life. And we wanted this to be a more inclusive program. So being able to recognize individuals that were in their 30s, in their 40s, and not just in their 20s.
Yeah, it does make sense. I mean, when we talk about people's experience with this industry, a lot of people do enter it in their 20s, right? As they're entering as a leasing consultant or maybe an assistant property manager, things like that. A lot of people will enter in their 20s, but this is a very attractive industry with when you think about housing in general, a lot of people want to work in this industry. So they're coming from other industries with bringing their experience, bringing their knowledge, and really enhancing our industry. So it definitely makes sense to kind of shift that as we look at it as a whole. So as we look at back in 2019, this program was launched. Maybe Stephanie, tell me more about the early days of this program. What did it look like? What were the type of people that were applying for this program and maybe even being selected?
Sure. So in 2019, when it first launched, I actually didn't start working with the program until 2020. But we were selecting 20 individuals. I believe the first year had a lot of on-site, a lot of on-site staff. And then it kind of evolved. We started getting a lot of those corporate staff, so your marketing and operations people. And that's been awesome too. Finally, in 2023, I think we had our very first maintenance professional be a part of the program. And he's gone on. He's serving on committees now. We featured him on podcasts. But the program as it was really just you got free registration to Apartmentalize. And we hosted like an in-person networking breakfast where you would learn about the conference as a whole, and you get to network with your cohort. And then we kind of assigned you like an Apartmentalize buddy. We called it a program ambassador. And then that person just kind of guided you through the Apartmentalize process, helping you get familiar with everything that's offered, also kind of being that sounding board for you if you're a little overwhelmed, which I think can easily happen. And, you know, like I said, we're going to be enhancing some of those features of the program, which I'll talk about later. But I think Dwee could probably speak a lot to his experience with the program too, since he was in the inaugural class.
Yeah, I'm happy to. For me, it was a different experience because I had just finished applying, going through like our state has an awards program. And then what we do with the awards program there is that anyone that's part of those, if it lines up with the national awards program, we'll kick them up. And I had received a Rising Star Award because I was doing some work with advocacy in West Michigan. At that time, I believe I was the vice president for the local association as well. So I was doing more and more work. And then, like, hey, there's this new program. You should apply for it. It's the 20 in their 20s. And I'm like, sure, this is great. Let's start applying for it. And Stephanie, you're right. At that time, there was a lot of on-site and a lot of marketing people. And I fit the bill, obviously. I was marketing, so I was all about it. But yeah, it was a really great way to get involved and get help. One, it's a heavy cost. Getting some help with the cost to get to Apartmentalize is huge. But then actually getting someone to guide you through it. That was my second time going. My first time was in San Francisco for Apartmentalize, and it was It was daunting. I mean, there was so much education. There's so much going on. Thousands upon thousands of people are all over the trade show, the conference, the education's going on, and you don't know everywhere you're supposed to be. You feel like you're missing out a lot of time. So having someone that was a program ambassador, they could walk you through it. They kind of narrowed your focus in a little bit more. That was critical in order to make sure you were maximizing what you felt you wanted to get out of it, because there's so much to get out of it. You're not going to get everything, right? That's just not realistic to attend every single education, see every speaker. It's like, all right, I'm here to do X, Y, and Z. And the program ambassador kind of shepherded us to make sure we were able to do that.
And I love that you're talking about that part because I've been to a number of apartmentalized events, and you're absolutely right. It is overwhelming. It is the largest trade show in our industry, regardless of what type of asset class you're referring to. I believe the number is in excess of 10,000 people this year. Most years it is. So, like you said, thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are there. It is a lot to take in, and you only get to do this once a year. And for many people, they don't get to attend every single year, right? Because of the cost and the time away from the office, that you may only get an opportunity every few years, depending on the company you work with. So you have to maximize that opportunity. Tell us more about who you were partnered with, if you can share that information, and maybe some of the key things that they told you leading into that event that allowed you to get more out of it than maybe a prior experience would have allowed.
Yeah, so I mean, my first year going was in San Francisco. I was there and attending with two regional managers. They had gone, but they're not as involved with the association. So for them, they were there. They were going to go to some education, but I was kind of left on my own. So then my program ambassador, I want to say it was Kara for some reason, but I do apologize. It was 5 years ago, so I just don't remember. But I met them and they were like, hey, this is what's going on. They kind of walked me through the schedule. They helped me like pick some classes out. And then we just connected, kept our contact information. So I was able to reach out and, have their information, figure out what was going on, what they were going to go to. If there was like some options, we would, kind of just talk. But it was just having someone that you could reach out to. And that extra level of support actually allowed for me to support, because I had three other team members that were there for my team. I helped them as well because I was able to relay some of that information. And then we just had a wonderful time as a result of having that extra little nudge and support. Now the program with that breakfast, as well, you get to ask a lot of questions in the morning with other people. You kind of get a curated, like, hey, here's the overview of the event. Here's what you should bring. This, we have that meeting ahead of time. So then you have an idea of how to pack for a conference like this, what to bring, because you don't know, like, are you going to be fully suited up every single day? Do you like, you want to wear comfortable shoes. You might not necessarily think about that, and you're wearing full-on dress shoes, and they're not always the most comfortable, depending on what you buy, But that was just helpful. Like, it was the full package, right? Like, we got to get information before we showed up. We got information while we were there, and we had someone that we can constantly talk to throughout the entire conference, and then a little bit of a debriefing afterwards as well during that first year.
Yeah, one of the things I love that you just said is not only did you take this as an opportunity to improve your experience, but you passed that on immediately to those that were with you. So obviously a huge kudos there because that's why you were probably selected for this program to begin with, because you're that type person that you're taking what you know and you're passing it on so others can have a great experience. And I also like that you talked about attire because sometimes it is challenging to ask questions like that. Because it seems like everyone else already knows. And like, well, no one else is asking what type of shoes to wear. Am I going to embarrass myself by asking that type of question? But they're giving you a space where you can ask that question. So you are better prepared. People are taking tens of thousands of steps every single day. And we've all come back from a show like that with our feet absolutely destroyed because we wore the wrong shoes too many days in a row. So setting yourself up for success in all of those little ways, it really has a big impact on the overall experience. So it's every little nugget like that that I think really helps encompass what this program has to offer. All right, great. So maybe let's talk about the shift in the program, right? So we've heard the experience of what it was like, the 20 under 20 is obviously focusing on people that were really entering the industry for the first time, in their 20s, maybe their second or third job, or sometimes first job in this space. why the change, Stephanie? Why is there a need to move away from just focusing on those people that are in their 20s?
So as I mentioned before, we understand that people enter this industry at all different levels of their life and at different ages. You know, they're in their 30s or 40s and just starting out in rental housing, or maybe they've been in the industry for a while, but personal commitments haven't given them the time to get involved. And with this new program and us not just focusing on the age, we can get those people that are really engaged with rental housing and are committed to staying in this industry. So the focus of the program is not going to be on age, but on years of experience. So 10 years or less of experience in rental housing. So that way we'll be getting those people that have been in the industry, but are really now ready to get involved. And then those who are just starting out and are doing great things for their organizations.
No, I think that's a great change to the program. It is interesting because like we did speak about so many people will enter this industry in their 20s. So that seems like a great way to attract more people early in their careers into this industry. But it was excluding people that are doing great things. One thing I'm going to ask about specifically is how important is local involvement in a program like this? Obviously, you spoke, Dwi, about being involved in the local, then state, and then national. Is that something, Stephanie, that you really look for in this program, is people that are connecting locally as well as on the national level?
It is not a requirement. However, it's very much encouraged. We are looking for that. This year, we set up a nomination for that form that's specific to our affiliate partners where they can nominate individuals for the program. And that, again, will be something that the judges will know, like this person was nominated by this local association. But again, it's not a requirement. It is definitely an added bonus. And even one of the application questions, we kind of touch on how involved are you with your local association? And if you're not involved, what are your plans to get involved? Because we do want to see that commitment. We want to see that you're committed to rental housing and in it for the long haul.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, so much happens at the local level that is important to the operators that are near us. And when we talk about different, you know, laws that are in place or regulations, it is so location specific. There's so much happening at that level that really can impact how operators are successful or not successful in that space. So I think being involved locally is really important. And Dwi, maybe from your experience, how did being involved locally set you up for success on the national level?
It was huge. I give a lot of thanks to Michigan because that's where I'm from. West Michigan, the Property Management Association there. We have four local associations in one state. We're very much focused on locals feeding into state, feeding into national. And I got the nudge at the local level to start getting involved with the committees and then get onto the board. They, you know, they saw me as someone that I was newer. I also wasn't a, you know, because I was so new and fresh faced, I could just go into it and just kind of throw out my thoughts. And they encouraged me. They helped me find my voice. They helped me find my passion. But from there, it was, I care about advocacy. I care about affordable housing. They helped me. Okay, let's get you onto this committee so you get to really, you know, take that and really run with it. I was able to work with our fair housing centers in our area. We got to partner with cities and talk about housing and, you know, really put in honest conversation about what can work and what doesn't work. You know, it prevented some ordinances from getting passed or modified ordinance to make sure that they did work. But that local work pushed me to do more state work. And then the local and state helped me get to national more often. You know, they continue to support me now. Like, I'm blessed. I was, you know, the part of the 2019 class and the 20 in their 20s. But now I'm also the incoming vice chair for NextGen. And I feel like it's almost coming full circle that I got to be the recipient of the award. I got to be, you know, developed and saw the growth that was needed. And now I get to go, okay, I have that now, and I want to pass that on to the next generation. I want to keep working with them because I know that it's always about that next generation of leadership. You have to continually foster and develop them. And it is at any point in time. If we transition generally every 10 or so years to a potential new career, whether that's swapping from a property management side, you can go to the business partner side, or you could go to the association. If you're switching like that, or just joining into the industry for the first time, we want to be able to support you and help you grow. And so that's, I think, just like that critical point.
Yeah, and I think that makes a lot of sense because I think you have to understand what's happening at the local and state level to really understand the context of what's happening at the national level, because they really do all feed into each other and gives you that context and really just understanding the terminology of what regulations and what these bills look like and how people talk about them and actually what is important as well, because we will have difference of opinions on what the solution is, but we tend to agree on where we're headed as an industry and what is important, especially when we talk about affordable housing. Has that been your experience, that understanding local and state made it easier to understand national?
Yeah, I mean, local and state was huge. I mean, it allowed for me to understand how committees work, understand how board structure works, understand if I wanted to get involved at the state level, what do I need to do at the local level to get involved? And then my association leaders, both the volunteers and the staff, they were able to go, hey, if you want to get involved with state, let me connect you to like Stephanie. Let me get you in, get you to the right person. Let me introduce you to the RVP. And then from there, you're like, okay, I now know the people I need to talk to. I now know how structures work. I know how to be part of a meeting. Like that sounds weird, but it's true. You have to know the processes for a board meeting. You have to know how a committee meeting is handled. You have to know how when the work is being done and when you're debriefing and discussing things. So they kind of walk you through all of that and they get you into it on a comfortability with the people that you already know. You're going to like a committee meeting at the local level. Five people, 10 people at the state level, maybe a little bit larger at the national level, 30, 40 people with a gallery of people that want to attend. It can be daunting. So then like you're getting eased into it. So I always recommend that people get involved with their local association, join a committee that you find interesting, bounce around, get involved more and more as you find the correct time for it, and then really just lean on that staff. The staff is so huge. They're critical for our success, whether it is the local, the state, the national, like with Stephanie here. They're going to shepherd you through that process.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. A lot of people don't know that structure that NAA has staff, right? There are staff members, but there is a very large amount of volunteer work that's being done, and understanding who's on what side and how you can leverage those resources for the success of the overall industry, right? Everyone has to be doing their part. And NAA staff is phenomenal, right? Everyone that I've ever worked with at NAA, they care about the industry, they care about the people, they care about the end result of what we're actually trying to achieve. For better housing for everyone. I say it all the time. We are truly lucky, blessed to work in an industry that is providing housing for people. I mean, that how important is your home, right? Your home is very, very important. So the fact that we get to work in that industry, we should never take that for granted. And we have a whole association that wants to support us through those efforts. So I think that's wonderful. And talking about supporting, one of the things you mentioned previously, Stephanie, was the ability for a local association to recommend somebody for a program like this. So I want to dive into that side of it, the recommendation side. Are most people like referred to or recommended for programs like this, or are people like are they just applying for it on their own?
So we implemented a nomination process, I guess about a year ago, with 20 in their 20s. And we did receive over 100 nominations. And of those 100, I believe 50 of them applied for the program, which was huge. And this year, with 20 on the rise, we've had a nomination form available on the website for both affiliates to submit their nominations, and then for individuals to nominate their colleagues. And we've received over 115 nominations, which is huge. And applications, we're not calling for those until January. So I'm really curious to see how many of those actually submit their applications, and then how many of them will be selected for the program.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I think, you know, when we talk about recognizing people and supporting them, that simple act of nomination is so powerful in someone's life to say, I recognize the work you're doing. I recognize the potential that you have as a person, as somebody that's active in our industry, that I want to nominate you for this award. A lot of people won't apply on their own, right? They may say, well, you know, I haven't done enough, or maybe I don't have the right role yet. I'm still climbing in my career. A lot of us want to kind of downplay what we're doing, but that act of nominating is really powerful. And maybe Dweet, you can speak to this a little bit. Have you nominated anyone recently, or is that something you're looking to do this year as the program is shifting?
Yeah. One, the first one was I was pushed to push my application. I did self-nominate, but I would not have done it without the push from my association to like, hey, this is available. You want to make sure you take care of this. Right now, I'm very involved with our local association for the Next Gen. And so one of our conversations topic is, hey, this program's coming up. It's available. Who do we think we should like help and assist and make sure they're aware of this, nominate them? So we're talking about that for all of Michigan. The local association obviously is focused on Detroit, but I'm going to be reaching out to like the Mid-Michigan Next Gen, the team over at West Michigan and the team over at Washington. I'll go, hey, who are the individuals that we want to get onto this, you know, slate of candidates and get them involved more, or just make sure they're getting recognized for the work that they're already doing. So it is an active conversation right now for us at the local level.
Yeah, that's great, because even those that aren't selected, I truly believe just being nominated will be a huge boost to their confidence and their interest in furthering their career within rental housing. So Stephanie, let's dive further into what the actual process looks like. Can you tell us the parameters, requirements, and then what does it look like to either nominate or apply?
Sure. So our nomination process is a simple form that we have online. You can attach a letter of recommendation if you'd like, but you're really just giving us that nominee's information, their titles, their email addresses, so that we can contact them and let them know, hey, you've been nominated. The application process itself, it's completely online. It's free. You just need to log in with your NAA account information to submit your application. As far as qualifications go, you do have to be an NAA member. So if you're working for a local property, that property needs to be a member with their local association. Working with a management company or supplier, you've got to have that membership. 10 years or less experience in rental housing. You have to be full-time in your position. And then demonstration of making a meaningful impact in your workplace. We want to know that you've accomplished something while you've been in your role. And this gives you the opportunity to kind of toot your own horn when you fill out the application. So the application itself, we've made a lot of tweaks to the application for 20 on the Rise. And I would say sometimes when you look at an application, it might seem daunting, you know, but we are going to have the application questions available on the site for review. So you can kind of start, you know, thinking about how you want to respond to them. But we want to know about your journeys. How did you end up where you are in rental housing? Where did you start? How did you get there? We want to know about your challenges that you've experienced in your roles in rental housing. And then I touched on this earlier, but we're going to ask you about your local association involvement. And if you're not involved, how you plan to do that in the future. And then we're going to ask, you know, if you're selected, how are you going to contribute to the rental housing industry moving forward? If you're selected as an emerging leader in the industry, like, we really want to see that commitment and engagement from you when submitting the application.
Yeah. And I love that you're making all that available to people to review, because you're absolutely right. When you're thinking about answering these questions, it can be a little challenging. It may take some time to really self-reflect and really understand how to answer that. And I would think especially if you're nominated, I would say go back to the person that nominated you and ask them some of those same questions. Like, why did you nominate me? What have you appreciated about what I bring to my role or to the association or to our organization that you value? What are some of the accomplishments that I've had that you think are noteworthy? It is for many of us, I don't know, it's a little challenging sometimes to talk about ourselves in a way. It's much easier to talk about other people. So maybe you can have other people talk for you in situations like that.
And one thing I should mention is that we do require a letter of recommendation from an industry advocate on the application too. So yeah, you could definitely ask for that in advance. Mm-hmm. Tailor your responses to that. No, absolutely. But yeah, it can be hard for someone to talk about themselves. And I think the nomination thing can really just give them that extra push to, yes, submit it. Someone thinks I'm great, so let me do this.
Absolutely. No, that's wonderful. So anything else, Stephanie, that our listeners should know about this new program? Any other changes that are noteworthy or any other timeframes as far as the application and submission process?
Sure. So we'll be accepting nominations through the end of the year, so December 31st, and then we'll begin calling for applications for 20 on the Rise class of 2025 on January 6th. The deadline to submit your application will be February 14th. And as far as the program goes, we are enhancing the program two different ways. We took a look at our program ambassador relationship that we had, and we're going to be really enhancing that. It's going to be more of a mentorship for this new program. And it's going to be more touch points for them. It used to be, it was more of a on-site experience, but this, we're going to have them connect before apartmentalize, at apartmentalize, post apartmentalize. We want this to be a much more impactful experience for them. We're also going to be bringing in a leadership speaker to talk to the cohort at apartmentalize. And we're kind of shifting some dates and times around. It used to be that we would have a kickoff breakfast the Wednesday morning before apartmentalize kicked off. But we're going to do it on Tuesday afternoon. So that way they can make their introductions. They can do some of that networking so that when the conference kicks off on Wednesday, they've got some new friends, mm-hmm. they've got some new contacts, and they can continue to engage with them while they're on site. Because I know that in-person connection while they're at apartmentalize is so meaningful to them. And I just, for them to go away with new friends, new contacts, you know, that's what apartmentalize is all about.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad that you're enhancing that part, because I really think that is, from what I've been hearing through this conversation and other conversations, is one of the most valuable parts, is that networking part and that idea of mentorship and creating those opportunities for people. And again, even if you're in your 40s or 50s, it doesn't really matter your age. We can all use a good mentor in our lives to help us get us to that next level. So that's really exciting for me to hear that. And I really hope people understand that this is more than a one-time recognition. Yes, you're on the list for 1 year, one cohort, but it sounds like the opportunity really could last a career just by having this one opportunity. So Dwee, maybe back to you. You know, when you think about the changes that are happening here with the program, they are exciting. What are some words of encouragement that you would have to others that are starting to get involved, they're having some success? What should they be thinking about when they think about this program and possibly nominating and or applying for it themselves?
Yeah. As far as the nomination, I mean, I think the associations, they should definitely, you know, make sure they're recognizing their leaders that are newer to the industry and make sure they're getting recognized, because it is that pathway from the 20 in their 20s. I went on to get involved with the Leadership Lyceum program through NAA. I got involved with the Diversity Leadership program. It really helped set up the groundwork for me. Mm-hmm. And from that first year, I also was like, Hey, I just jumped into committee meetings. I didn't care. They told me to start talking and asking questions, so I did. And I did it enough to where, like, the NAAEI's curriculum committee, they're like, you can just join the committee. You can have a seat at the table now. You don't have to talk from the gallery. Just come over here. But it really helped you. So then you can find out the different ways you can involve, get more involved at local and state. And it really sets up that framework of like, hey, here are all the different programs for development available through national. And this is how you can be part of that and how we can also assist you through, because there is a burden and cost to these travels. But then it's like picking and choosing what conferences you can get more involved with and go and attend. And when you're answering these questions, you have to be authentic. You have to be authentic. You have to self-reflect. You have to really take an earnest look at yourself. And you got to brag a little bit about yourself. I think people are really bad about talking about the good that they did, but our industry gives you so many opportunities to do well. And that's doing well both in the volunteer work and doing well in your own company and your organization. So talk about your successes. Talk about how you made it happen. Talk about how you worked with a team to make it happen. So.
Yeah, that's great. And what I love about what you said there too is just jump in and get involved. A lot of people are a little cautious. Like you said, like, hey, people said to start asking questions and you did, and you found a lot of success there. It can be a little scary, but the people around you want you to be successful, and we need people to step up like yourself and ask those questions and get involved and sit on committees. There is a need for these things in our industry. So I definitely applaud you for all that you've done in your career so far. Obviously, you're going to continue to grow and be even more impactful in the future. And likewise to you, Stephanie, I love hearing how these programs are shifting and changing and growing, becoming more robust and really supporting the industry from the association side. It is a big association, so there's a lot of good that we can do, and we definitely need everyone pulling their weight, and you're definitely doing that from your side. So I love hearing that. And so, as we kind of come to the end of the episode, Stephanie, what are the next steps? If somebody wants to learn more, where should they go? How can they learn more about this entire process?
Sure. So we have a webpage dedicated to 20 on the Rise. It's naahq.org/20onTheRise with hyphens in between 20 on the Rise. And everything is available on that page. The links to the nomination forms, the qualifications, you can preview the application questions there. It's everything you need. And of course, I'm always available if you have questions.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you both for all that you're doing for the association, for the industry. Definitely want to encourage everyone to go check that out. We will drop a link to that in the show notes to make it easy for people to find that page. But definitely go check out NEA's website to learn more about this great program. So Stephanie and Dwee, thank you for joining us for this very important conversation on how we recognize those that are really having an impact in our industry and those 20 on the rise. So thanks again. And thanks to everyone that is joining us for this episode. And we encourage you, until the next time we have an episode, keep going Beyond Rent.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Beyond Rent. If you enjoyed this podcast, spread the word on social media and with your peers in the industry. To be notified when more episodes are released, subscribe using your favorite podcast player. Beyond Rent is brought to you by Rent Manager Property Management Software. Learn more about Rent Manager's industry-leading software solutions at rentmanager.com. Until next time, keep going Beyond Rent.